The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
To look ahead to some of the weekend sport, and there's a lot of it. I'm joined by Colin Bouygues, digital producer with Off the Ball. Colin, good morning.
Hi, Pat.
So there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Let's start with golf. Rory and Shane Lowry in good shape at the PGA.
Yeah, the BMW PGA Championship. Rory McIlroy's responded in kind to yet another heartbreaking disappointment from at the Irish Open last Sunday when he was on course to win that tournament. I thought he did, and then what happened with that putt when he just went too long, and then he nearly saved it, got an eagle on the 18th, but he's back in action. And again with McIlroy, he's had a great year. He's won three times this year. He's top of the DP order of merit. But the most interesting thing yesterday from the first round, Pat, was that Rory broke his club. Did you see that? The head of the club fell off as he struck a shot onto the green. He actually hit an amazing shot, but the head of the club went, and he looked exasperated in disbelief as he looked at his club with the head no longer there, just the stick part.
Yeah, and what is the rule about repairing that?
Well, you can repair it as you go on, and they did repair it. But, I mean, the shot was legitimate because it occurred. He went through with the ball, and the ball landed where it was supposed to, but the head went.
All right, and Shane Lowry in good position as well. Leona Maguire competitive also.
Yeah, exactly. Leona, like, look, it's been a tough year for Leona in many ways, and then last week at the Solheim Cup as well, you know. I think she's actually been motivated to improve because she played so little at the Solheim Cup. You know, she won her match, but was left out in so much of the weekend. And she's coming back with a bang and a vengeance because she seems angry about it. She tweeted about her anger, and she's playing very well now. And as you say, so is Larry.
Okay, so it's a question. Could be motivational.
She's been pushed to the edge, and she's responding in kind.
Now, the Premier League continues, and your pick of the games of the weekend?
Ah, yeah, well, there's only one place to look, isn't there? Manchester City, Arsenal, the two best teams in the league by far, in my opinion, still. They drew nil-all last season at the Etihad in a game that kind of disappointed in terms of chances now. But, and funny enough, both of those sides have drawn nil-all over the last two nights in the Champions League, Man City against Inter on Wednesday night, which is a very entertaining scoreless stalemate, whereas last night's game between Arsenal and Atalanta was a drab fest.
Really?
The only thing that was really outstanding from it was David Raya, the Arsenal goalkeeper, putting off an unbelievable double save. He saved the penalty, but more impressively, he saved the rebounder from point blank range, a header that he somehow kept out. That's the second time he's done that this season. He did that at Villa Park against Aston Villa as well. As I say, two best teams in the league by far for me, so it should be interesting. Hopefully there's goals this time.
Now, Manchester United, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what we're going to get, Pat? I mean, like,
Barnsley during the week doesn't tell you much.
Barnsley, they beat 7-0, a League One side, but then last Saturday they beat Southampton 3-0, despite the first half hour being poor from United's point of view. But they've won the last two games 10-0 on aggregate. But then before that, Pat, they've lost two of the first three games, including the 3-0 reverse at home to Liverpool. Crystal Palace are a decent side under Oliver Glasner, but they haven't started that great. They've lost Michael Olise to Bayern Munich. That was a huge, huge deficit in their squad. Again, Pat, it's just so hard to predict Manchester United. They could win this 3-0, they could lose the 3-0.
West Ham, Chelsea?
Yeah, West Ham, Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea, everyone's kind of laughing at them. They're much maligned in their transfer policy. And yet, they're kind of quietly going about their business quite nicely. They got rid of the players that they didn't want. The players that they have signed, if you take away the madness and chaos around the club, are actually quite talented. And in West Ham, in Julian Lopetegui, they have a very talented manager. They have a much improved squad from last season under David Moyes, but they haven't started that convincingly. I think Chelsea can win this game.
And Liverpool, Bournemouth?
I have Liverpool winning this 2-0 in our own predictions and off the ball. Liverpool, a very surprising defeat to Nottingham Forest last weekend, but they beat AC Milan this week in the Champions League. And I figure that Bournemouth will cause them some problems, but Liverpool will have too much for them.
Now, the province is in action in the URC, which resumes.
Yeah, it's back, yeah.
We watched Leinster play really well last year and come away with nothing.
For 3 years in a row for Leinster, isn't it, with the European Cup final showdown at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Kieran Frawley agonisingly misses that chance at the end. But yeah, they haven't won a trophy in a few years, and it's an amazing thing with Leinster. They're 90% of the season, they're unbeatable, they're amazing, no one could touch them. And then when it comes to spring and summertime, they have this mental block, which is what it is over the last few years. But of course, they've signed RG Snyman from Munster. If he stays in any way fit, that's a huge addition. And then in December, Jordy Barrett, the New Zealand World Cup winner, legendary player, is going to join the province for 6 months. So they're looking exceptionally good.
Okay. There's, I suppose, something else we should refer to, but it's not that exciting, and that's the Grand Prix season.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, it's just like the Verstappen dominance is akin to Michael Schumacher, isn't it, in the late 90s and early noughties. And I think Drive to Survive really added to the interest of this sport. You are always going to have your diehards. A lot of people get bored by watching the Formula 1 because essentially it's a load of cars driving around in a circle if you're going to put it down to its basics. But I know you're a big fan of it, and I know the world is.
Well, I'm a bit bored with it because when they took out refueling, which was always kind of a bit hazardous, the nozzle might get stuck. You could lose 20 seconds while they sort that out. All you're looking at now is change of tire and maybe a nose cone or something like that. A lot of the interest has gone out of the whole thing.
Well, what do you think they can do to improve the interest levels?
Well, one of my bugbears is about soccer. I think in soccer they should widen the goal because the players are taller than they ever were. Keep it the same for the women's game maybe, but the goalkeepers are 6'4", 6'6". Back in the heyday of soccer, you know, back in the 50s when the grounds were thronged and all of that, the players, Johnny Giles, what is he, 5'8"? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So widen the goalposts, and the same way in Formula One, instead of chicanes, have huge areas where people can have a go. Make it exciting. Give them a chance to pass.
Yeah, but even if with a chance to pass, is it not the case that the best drivers have the best cars and they're kind of unbeatable at the moment? You know,
but you know, in the first corner in most Formula One, that's where the action happens.
Exactly, yeah,
and they're all vying for position. So if you can get into a wide area instead of a chicane and have a few passing manoeuvres, it could make life very exciting.
It might provide a bit of advantage, but I hark back to the Ayrton Senna days. I rewatched that documentary again recently, and it felt like he was a pure driver, like manual in every sense of the word. And it didn't really matter what car he had. Whereas now I feel it's just the best cars are going to win with competent drivers. That's not taken away from Verstappen's majesty. He's a fantastic legend of the sport. But it does need new names at the top.
And finally, I suppose we should refer to the ending of the football season here tonight. I mean, we have, is it Rovers and Derry? Which could be decisive in terms of either side's possibility of taking the title out of Shelburne's hands.
Yeah, Shelburne travelled to Galway United. Galway have had a really good season, actually. They kind of tailored off a bit in the last few weeks, but that's Damien Duff Shelburne, of course, and I do think they're going to win. Derry Rovers will be the game to watch tonight. But Pat, in terms of League of Ireland, the only talk this week has been about Dundalk. And they won't
get paid again this week.
No, so they won't. So they have the new owner in, but he's already told the players yesterday, actually, that they won't get paid this week. But from next week, they will get paid. He's assured them. But let's see what happens there. They travel to Sligo Rovers tomorrow. And of course, they're bottom of the league, so they could get relegated anyway. On Monday morning, it looked like Dundalk was going to cease to exist. On Tuesday, it looked like they were saved. And then yesterday, Thursday, it looks like they're back in trouble again because the new owner, John Temple, has been very transparent to say this club is in a lot of trouble and it may not see next year.
Okay. Colin Buick, digital producer with Off the Ball. Thank you very much. The Pat Kenny Show with Aviva Insurance on News Talk.